The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
This is The Netball Show with Flyhawk. I'm Sasha Shipway, and today sees the start of National Volunteering Week. We all know that some of the most rewarding times are at netball events, so we'll be reflecting on some of those incredible people and sharing their stories. We start the week with a catch-up with Izzy Farrell, who's part of the board in the Southwest, and how she's spent the last 12 months.
It's been a crazy year. I think netball has definitely got me through. We were lucky enough at the Southwest. We've kind of carried on our work, ticking over and stayed in contact, which has been great. And we did a club at my local club. We've done coaching sessions all the way through, Zoom sessions all the way through. So netball stayed very much in my life, which was brilliant. It kept me occupied, especially during that 9-10 months. But I mean, it was uni work, it's been teacher training, and then it's been volunteering. I think that's been the three main storylines of my past year.
Remind us of where you volunteer.
So I'm with Netball Southwest as their youth coordinator, and then I also a coach at Hucklecote Netball Club in Gloucestershire.
It's easy to say, but some of those benefits you get from volunteering in this wonderful sport.
Some of the benefits. I think it's definitely the family that it creates. It's given me so many opportunities to meet such a range of different people you wouldn't usually meet. I mean, the people on the Southwest board, recently working with England Netball, club, the kids, the other volunteers, none of these people that I would ever have met without kind of the opportunities I've been given through my role. And I think it's just provided me with a better outlook on kind of life which could be without netball. We've had it where it's not been in person, and I think, you know, now getting back to some normality and the power that is Zoom has definitely given me a better outlook, and I think I have a lot to be grateful for the kind of volunteering opportunities that I've had that has been kind of provided me with that.
Fair to say you won Young Volunteer Golden Globes 2019.
Yeah, in the Southwest.
Do you remember about that particular time?
Oh, it was amazing. I think you don't volunteer for recognition, but it was so lovely that within the Southwest, the kind of all the hard work and the dedication that had been put in over that 12 months was really celebrated and appreciated. And it was amazing. I think one of my personal highlights was sitting next to Jess Thelby for the whole night, which is obviously one of my major role models within the sport. So having a chat with her and seeing as well all the kind of the work that is done throughout the Southwest with other volunteers and being able to sort of start kind of networking with those people in different clubs, different areas, kind of getting a better understanding from counties and people from areas that weren't just my own of what they felt they needed for their young people as well. So it was brilliant. It's one of my highlights, definitely, within my role.
I won the 2020 Rose Award, but it's not why I do it. But between you and I had that little clip of Serena announcing me as a ringtone for about 3 months.
I know, I love it. I was on the podcast that Jess was doing at the time. They did like a little clip with me, and I think that was like I was showing everyone for months. I was like, oh, listen to me with Jess Thelby, listen to me. It was definitely like, loved it.
And it's not why the pair of us do it, but it's just little moments like that throughout our time involved with the sport. They're always going to be with us.
Yeah, I think it's just one of those things. It's not, you don't do it for those reasons. You don't necessarily think those things are going to happen. You don't think that Serena Guthrie is going to announce your award or you're going to talk to Jess Thelby, but they're just like little added bonuses, which I mean, like you said, they stay as a highlight and it's almost a kind of a reward for yourself of all the hard work that you put in.
What's been some of the trickiest moments for you? What's kept you going?
I think what's kept me going is sort of that you can see the impact that you're having. I think, you know, it's challenging to say no to things. And I think it's one of the things that I need to start learning and I'm beginning to learn is that sometimes no is okay, because you don't always get the best out of what you want to do by taking on a million different plates at once. But I think that, you know, it's taught me like that the amount of effort you put into a project and seeing those benefits come out and seeing it impact on young people and the appreciation that you can give a cause. So for me, like mental health and mental well-being is a major thing that I've always advocated at Netball Southwest and that we've really run with. And I think when you see the benefits of the projects that you've done coming out, it's something that you kind of you hold on to. I think it's like it, that's always going to be, I think, one of my favorite volunteer memories is going to be my mental well-being workshops. And yeah, I think it's, you know, it's kind of getting that benefit of that you're doing something for the good.
Have you been able to run Zoom calls on mental health over the last 12 months, shall we say?
Yeah, so myself and the regional board, we ran a mental wellbeing month through our social media platforms. So we spoke to a range of different people within the sport. So I was fortunate enough to interview Serena Guthrie. We spoke to people within our region who do different roles. We spoke to our umpiring and coaching lead on the board. We spoke to someone who ran walking netball courses, and we each day had a different focus. So it's like time for yourself, Tuesdays and Monday motivation. And we targeted all the different things that we wanted to show our members and the people that follow us that, you know, although this third lockdown is hard, we can still kind of get through it as a netball family. And then we're really keen as we come out, we start to see this transition out, that we can start running something within the summer where we can start really looking at, obviously with the impact of COVID, that we can support our young members and potentially those who are older and expand it out. That it's been hard and we appreciate it's been hard, but netball can be there as a support network.
What kind of things as well have you been doing to help everybody get back to court safely?
So I mean, Netball Southwest have been brilliant and they've put in all their plans for club. We've had, you know, lots of sessions coming back where it's just been based on movement and sort of focus on just running again and using the different muscles that you haven't touched for months has been a major thing. And I think as well within our social media platforms with Netball Southwest and England Netball especially, like it's been celebrating what clubs are doing and supporting them and being able to provide them with any support that they need to be able to make sure that they can get everyone back safely as well.
Maybe hesitation is the wrong word, but I'm going to use it. What kind of hesitation has there been, if any, of people wanting to volunteer on a local level? Is the demand still there?
Yeah, I think the demand is there. We recently recruited for our youth working group, which has been brilliant to kind of bring some more minds to the youth in the Southwest. So we've got four new girls on the board with me who are helping sort of like as we look forward to September and onwards about what we can run to be able to support our members. And I think, you know, the demand was there. There was lots of applications and there was a great recruitment. We've got four brilliant girls. And I think if we can keep showing these young people keep showing them and celebrating them, and we can keep growing our network of volunteers who are younger. I think sometimes people have a bit of a connotation with volunteers that potentially it's older or you don't do it when you're young. And I mean, it's something where netball wouldn't be the same without our volunteers. And I think the opportunities that there are for young people to volunteer is mammoth. I mean, as assistant coaches, as work experience, as umpires, as officials, I mean, there's such a broad range of things, along with more regions are recruiting for a position like mine. England Netball have provided me with such an opportunity. And I think, you know, if you look in the right places and you have the drive and the ambition to do something for the good and not have to be paid or overly appreciated for it, you know, you reap the benefits massively.
It's about sharing that passion, obviously, as well.
Yeah, passion and love for the game.
Englandnetball.co.uk has more information on this. Maybe a bit of advice for those who've never thought about volunteering in sport or netball in particular?
I think my piece of advice would be you've got to jump in head first and go for it. I think you never know unless you try, and that's with anything in life. And yeah. I think with volunteering especially, you've got to go for it. You've got to give 110%. You've got to be confident. You've got to be brave. You've got to just leap at the opportunities. And, you know, you never know unless you try. And I think that volunteering is the perfect thing to try. You don't get anything without trying. And we play netball and we love the game. And we all, you know, for many of people we play, but playing may not always be there. And it's what other things could you do within the netball community that keeps you with the netball family. And also that you can kind of give back to things that have been given to you. I think that's been one of my major things. I've been given so many opportunities by the people who have supported me. And I think, you know, you're giving back to that community that's got you to where you are.
Izzy, that's brilliant. Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me back.
It's the Netball Show with Flyhawk. George Fisher has been sharing her thoughts on what it means seeing volunteers at large events and the importance they play at all levels of the game.
I think the volunteers are extremely important. Sometimes, obviously, as a club, you're unable to sort of field as many people as you need. So having people that are willing to give up their time for free and kind of just be passionate enough and, you know, give their time to people that need it is super important, because sometimes clubs can't afford it. They can't afford to pay coaches all the time and stuff like that. And even small things, like even when it's like, obviously, Turnford, we have loads of volunteers, but Mavs and stuff as well. There's so many people that are just chip in behind the scenes just because of their pure love for the sport and the girls, and it means more to the girls than I think the people that are volunteering realize. I think it's super important.
Like many, they do it because they love it. They're the hidden stars of the game almost. Oh heck, sorry, that's a bit of a dirty word for steel players.
Oh no, that's fine. They outplayed us at that point, and that's okay, because we'll hit them again.
Yay! And how's it like for you as players? Obviously, national events, you see lots of them, but do you notice them and the work that they do for you all?
Most definitely, most definitely. And you kind of actually start to recognise the volunteers as well. You see the same faces at similar events and stuff, and it is definitely appreciated. I think sometimes we probably don't show it as much as we should, or probably doesn't come across as much as we do appreciate it, but we do, because we know without them that we couldn't do what we do. Without them volunteers, it would be so much tougher to be able to put them games out. And it's kind of like a big circle of people that sometimes it's the hidden work and the people that you don't see that do the things that mean that you can do what you love, you know?
Yeah.
So we do really, really appreciate it. But yeah, it's sometimes the hidden heroes or something like that, yeah. They're the hidden heroes of our game, the volunteers.
Those resources are online at englandnetball.co.uk, but there are passionate volunteers all around the country, and it's a time for celebrating people at your club, including Scotland, Wales and Netball Northern Ireland too, so make sure you get involved. We'll be sharing lots of your stories throughout the week, so get in touch. Just DM us at The Netball Show on Twitter, or you can email us. Our email address is info@thenetballshow.co.uk.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.